The following was recorded in front of a live studio audience at the Studio 21 Podcast Cafe. This is the United Podcast Network.
It's the Cigar Authority After Show, and it's brought to you by Roma Craft Tobacco. Since 2010, Mike Rosales and Skip Martin have focused on the simple and time-honored task of combining quality tobacco, experienced craftsmen, and the right amount of time to bring you cigars worthy of the legacy of the centuries of premium cigar craftsmen that came before them. Whether you are revisiting the anti-prohibition era mindset of intemperance or getting in touch with your more primal side with a Cro-Magnon and Neanderthal, you are sure to find a blend in the Roma Craft House of Brands that fits the exact balance of flavor, strength, and body you are looking for in that moment. When you're finally able to take a short break from the world to relax and enjoy a cigar, the last thing you need is a complicated sales pitch. Simple, yet substantial. Tobacco, talent, time. Roma Craft Tobacco.
The After Show, the After Show, the After Show. Nobody did that for you last week.
No, they didn't.
Yeah, because it's not a thing.
It is a thing.
Now, you're trying to make it a thing. It's not. Some stick, some don't. Let it go. Let it go. All right, it is the After Show, and I knew we weren't going to have enough time in the last show to get through.
We didn't even hear what you bought.
Right, so I have that.
Do you?
What I bought. I have it all. That's going to be the whole thing here. Go over new cigars that are out there and what I bought. There's very little. I'm going to go with.
And as you go through it, identify any that are more than $20 at retail.
Well, there you go. So, you know, we just had the McAuliffe effect. We told you on the regular show that I saw interesting that cigars came out with a 20-plus dollar cigar last 2 years. Call it the last 2 years. And those people that came out with a cigar over $20 in the past 2 years came out with a cigar under $10 this year. Why? Because I don't think it sold all that well. Or why would they do it? They would come out with more $20 cigars. And that's not what you saw from people that already did it. From people that didn't do it before, you saw them come out with $20 cigars because they don't know that that it's not working. But I think it's not working. We'll call that from now on the McAuliffe effect, and we'll see if that sticks. All right, so going over some of the cigars, Adventura. Those guys were like right on the edge of being like the hottest thing. And then the factory burned down, remember? So it took them a couple years to go. They have a brand new factory.
I think Jonathan made light of it at the time, if I recall.
Wow, I don't think he would dare.
I think he did.
Because it was a devastating thing that ended up happening. They have a new cigar coming out called the Chancellor. And the Chancellor is Adrian Acosta, who is a rep for them. They had a rep contest, and whoever ended up winning would get to blend a cigar with them and get some of the proceeds that go along with it.
So, wow.
Isn't that nice?
That is nice.
So I smoked it. It's a great cigar. I love Adrian and the folks at Adventura. So we bought in heavy with it. I hope people get into it because it's not a cheap date. Mm. It is not $20, but it is $18 for the cigar. Aganosa came out again with the JFR 10x100. It's back. The damn thing sold. So it is back and in stock now. We already received it.
Oh.
So if you want to get one of those, they sold out so fast last year, we were going to get stuck smoking it on the show,
I'm
if you remember.
They repeat this year and sell out quick.
And sell out. Right now they're in stock, and if it doesn't happen, we have to push it over the edge and light the thing up. Jonathan did smoke it.
I smoked it. It's a great cigar.
Yep.
It's annoyingly good.
Mm. Aganosa also came out with the Arsenio, which I did smoke. Arsenio was a brand that was there before Arsenio Ramos, who was the blender there.
Not Arsenio Hall.
No, it has nothing to do with him at all. But woof, woof, for those that care. Arsenio, they're paying homage to him. He passed away, and they brought the brand back. It was a great cigar from before. Anyway, that is shipping soon, according to my notes here. Aladino made, this is what I was getting to on the show in the past, that they were coming out with a cigar that was never done before. And it's called the Aladino Cameroon Reserve. It is up there in price. It's $22. Again, here's the first time Aladino's going into that. We'll see what they do next year. But their limited release, which it is a limited release, is $22. It is all Cameroon. That has never been done before. It's a Cameroon wrapper, filler, and binder all the way through. Surprising to me is it wasn't going to burn well. The wrapper was going to be so thin, but this is their Cameroon that they're growing themselves. Surprisingly very good. I was so excited about it. Then I heard later that you and Chef Charlie both smoked it before I did.
Yeah.
But he said, no, we tweaked it since. It's all been tweaked, so it's a little different anyway. But in the we expect that to come in June.
So that's one over $20 Correct. Cigar. Although they came out with a cheaper one too, right? The Fumanoche.
Fumanoche, yes. We took that on too. That's a $15 retail, and that's coming. I bought that blind. I have a sample on my desk that I have not smoked yet. But it's Aladino.
It'll be good.
It's going to be good. Artista came out with, we know last year, the Midnight.
Yep.
And the
Harvest.
Harvest. This is the third one in that series. Is it under $10? It's under $10. And it's called the FALU. Falu?
That doesn't even make sense because you have Midnight. Then you have the Harvest.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't it be Two Table or something to that effect?
In English.
Restaurant.
F-A-L-U. I don't know what it means, but we bought it. I smoked it. It was good. Both the Midnight and the Harvest, it's not getting the attention it deserves. You're talking a really nice cigars for that kind of price.
They are good cigars.
They also have the Big Poppy HOF that I told you about. There'll be two sides of that, a Torpedo, only 500 and odd number boxes, that is how many home runs he hit, and also a regular version of it. And it's 11 years of a Big Poppy cigar, so it continues. Asylum has a new cigar, two new cigars coming out, both cigars in one box. I don't know if you saw pictures of it. It's like a, what do you call that, Jenga, whatever?
Yeah.
A Natural and a Maduro. Serenity Now and Insanity Later. So one of them's called Insanity Now. The other
They're really doubling down on the Asylum thing. I like that.
They're going crazy. Those are $8 to $10.
Great.
Right? See this patent. I was so happy to see it when I got there because I thought it was going to be filled with these kind of cigars. Blackened S84 Shade to Black. This is the Drew Estates, folks.
Yep. It's got some buzz to it.
$10 to $12. Very fair,
yeah.
Right? With a famous person attached to it. Bronx Tale. We didn't buy that last year because that was a $25 cigar. So they have a new version of Bronx Tale, $12. Here we go.
We're in.
Am I seeing this is going on as this is happening? I'm like, okay.
Or is it a lot like your pot argument where you just see what you want to see and then that's it?
We're going to see as I continue to go down because there's an awful lot of it. Here's an accessory. You mentioned accessories to me. This is Cigar Bros Travel Humidors.
The Bros?
The Bros. B-R-O-S. Bros. Yeah. Brothers? Bros?
Bros.
It's a lightweight, inexpensive humidor. It's almost like a foam type of humidor. And they range from $16 to $50. Every cigar store needs this for the guy that doesn't have it. When I came up with Cigar Jar years ago, that was the idea of having some sort of affordable thing. So for $16, you're going to pull the trigger. You bought a box of cigars, and the box of cigars is going to fit in it. Yeah. Problem solved. It's made of foam. It's going to last forever. I thought it was fantastic. And on day one, we went up to them. And I said, this is exactly what we need. We have to have this. And the guy that was working there said, I don't have any prices. I don't have anything. Whoever it is didn't show up on day one yet.
Yikes.
And we did go back because it's a winner. It's a grand slam right there. Crux, a brand we never carried before.
We dipped our toe in the water maybe 10 years ago.
Really?
With a very small order on their very small cigars. And then the nonsense with small cigars happened, and it had to go away.
So they're all in now at this point. They have a national sales team that they started, and they're really going to start working this thing. And $12 to $14, And we and Ed Santa Maria said, "Here's my one." That was him. So
they make good cigars.
I mentioned David Ortiz. The Figurado is a box of 10. Regular production is Toro's box of 20. Dunbarton Tobacco and Trust, GFY packs.
Good for you.
Good for you packs, right?
That's the Lancero one that he told us about.
And Ed bought some. I didn't think he went heavy, but they told me at that point we got there, which was the last day, they had sold over 2,500 boxes of these things already. And they're all mixed Lanceros.
Yeah.
We're going to have a stupid cigar on the Cigar Authority next week, but it isn't as stupid as this. And he sold 2,500 boxes. I just can't believe it. There's a Candela Lancero mixed in with it.
Oh, and it's almost neon green. Yeah. Did you see the sample he had there?
Man.
Ed Sullivan, you're interested, though.
I'm interested. I don't know.
I'll smoke the green one for you.
Would you?
I like a little
Candela. See, that's the problem, though. If he buys a box, he wants them all because he wants to try
them. He doesn't want the Candela. He doesn't like Candela.
He's going to
want
to try it.
Yeah, I'm going to have to try it.
So you're not going to get it. And you're going to have to buy a whole box yourself. So maybe there's something to this. Everybody has to buy a box. You can't buy a single.
Did you get the price on it? Because
it was up there. It was too much.
Less than 200?
Less than 200, but more
but
than
not
100.
A lot but, less.
Yeah, it's 160, 180, whatever it was. Yeah. It was too much.
Hell again, of a sales pitch you're doing on that one, buddy. We bought it. We got to sell them all.
Because it doesn't make any sense. But listen, he amazes me. He's it's just amazing to me.
I can't believe that you said yes.
Believe it.
Because Ed already used his thing on the Crux, so all you had to do was say no.
No, you don't get to say a no. I get to use it and pick something that I don't want. I don't get to say no.
That's exactly what you get to do. You get to say no, and when you don't align, Ed goes, okay, well, I'm using my one.
No, that's for a new brand.
Ah.
This is new.
No, it's not new.
Get the...
It's not new because there's cigars in there that we carry.
I just don't... I don't understand you. You know it's not a good thing.
No, it's not.
But you didn't say no.
I don't know it's not a good thing. At the end of it, it's going to be like they sold out, and instead of buying whatever we bought, we should have bought twice as many of them. I don't know. I don't know. It makes no sense, but...
You make no
EP
sense.
EP Carrillo Encore Black, limited edition, in stock now.
Oh, you got more?
We have them. Yeah, we sold out and no more. Firecracker Connecticut, $6 cigar. H. Upman Day Trader, this was to Dan. We did it for Dan.
Oh, yeah.
That's the one he worked on.
He worked on that. It was supposed to be called the Crypto. Mm-hmm. Last minute, it was changed, blah, blah, blah. Dan, if you're listening, we did this for you.
He's listening.
Gold Star Limited, that's going to be, there's only 210 boxes of them. It goes for the Navy SEALs through United. Nice thing.
Families of the Fallen Soldiers.
Yeah. So never mind that it's, is it a $20 cigar? It might be a $20 cigar. But again, the money's going there. H. Upman Heritage, there's an old H. Upman. Ed brought that back for some reason. I don't know why. He did, though. Hanky Kellner, son, Hendrick.
They're all Hendrick.
The youngest one.
Mm-hmm. Hendrick Trey?
Yeah.
What, the one who was on the after show?
Yes. So he blended a cigar with his uncle or cousin. Mm.
Also named Hendrick.
Also right. named Hendrick. And they were both at the show.
Was it H with the superscript of the two?
H squared?
H to the second power?
I don't know. But they have a cigar, Hanky and Mini Hanky. And we bought it. $8 on the Mini, $15 on the regular one. Mm. Bought them both. Smoked it. It was good. But they did it themselves. We're talking third generation now at this point, and of course, I'm in. HVC, Broadleaf, fresh out of the oven. They're $15 to $17. They are awesome cigars. This is HVC. Mm. He's on fire. We will launch that cigar.
Nice.
So, of course, we're in. HVC Golden Line Half Corona, smoked it. Yeah. Saved it, actually, for the morning walk over from their $5 retail. Yeah. $5 retail.
And the other one is a killer. I keep a box on my seat.
Outstanding.
You do too at Sullivan.
I've got a lot of boxes of those.
And as much as all three of those are unbelievable cigars, HVC Selection Number 1 Connecticut, everybody was talking about that. It might have been the cigar of the show, $9 to $11. So we're great with pricing that was happening here. Christoph had the PCA exclusive, limited release, $12. Christoph, V-E-I-N-T-E.
Venti?
Like 13 to 15.
Starbucks coffee?
La Giana 30th, $12. La Flor Dominicana, 30th anniversary, $30. The Lunatic Firecracker, we already announced that, right?
Yep.
Thank God. Okay.
The thing about the LFD one that I'm not upset that they charge $30. They've been in business for 30 years. They have a track record of putting...
It's a big chisel.
They have a track record of putting out great cigars. So for them to celebrate and charge a little more, I don't have a problem with that. Some new company coming out and just saying, okay, we're going to dip our toes in the water and hit above $20. You haven't proven yourself.
All right. Let's see if the consumer feels the same way. These the LFD comes in boxes of 60.
Get the fuck out of here.
What? Not 30, 60.
60.
They missed the whole thing. It's got to be a 30-count box.
Look, you're falling into my trap, but they're boxes of 60. That's a hard sell.
Yeah.
We'll see. LG is coming back from them. Nesta Miranda Grand Reserve, limited edition $18 cigar. And next up is the craziest price I ever saw on a cigar in my career. I never seen anything like it, and we're going to get to that right after we get to some beautiful music with Avo Cigars.
Such a tease.
From moments worth remembering to stories worth telling and notes worth savoring, Avo Cigars. Lyrics of top charted songs. Can you guess the name of the song and the artist from the wrong lyrics or even the right ones? Avo Cigars.
Okay, here it is, the right words. You put the boom, boom into my heart.
You dink. You didn't turn it on again. I am never not testing this ever again. It's Wham. Wake me up before you go-go.
Yes, it is. I had no doubt you
would have no idea.
Sing it.
You put the boom, boom into my heart.
That's
whatever.
It.
That's all I know.
This jockey's only know the first line to each song as you're trying to mix things.
Wake me up before you go, go.
Was that the guy that spent a lot of time in bathrooms?
Yes. George Michael.
Yes. All right.
He's dead.
Phenomenal singing voice.
All right. So here it is. The most outrageously priced cigar, or not even outrageously priced. I didn't even know what to do about this. I go to the Padron booth, and they are introducing the Padron 60th anniversary. Beautiful box of 10. Each cigar comes in its own little coffin. The box looks like Nelson Alfonso made it. It's beautiful. Opened it up. 10 coffins within the box. I mean, really elegant. So I'm like, holy shit, this is nice. He says, we have it natural and Maduro. Dave, this is one of the sales guys. How many would you like of each? I said, as many as I want. And he said, as many as you want. How many do you want?
Oh, no. I said, No. You didn't ask the price first?
I said, how much is it?
Okay.
And he said, we have no idea.
Get.
So I said, what do you mean? And he said, I don't even know. Nobody knows the price, what it is. How many would you like? And I go,
hang on a second.
What?
Hang on a second. This violates the number one rule of retail sales. Before you buy anything, the price must be known.
Of course. So
they bought 100 of each.
No one has ever said, I'll take that without knowing how much it is. No one.
So we're going back and forth of this, and I go, this is the craziest thing. I've been a human being for over 60 years. Yeah. How can it not have a price? And he says, well, it doesn't.
Like, give me a range or something.
Yeah. And he says, yep, nobody knows anything, but we're taking orders today. You certainly can wait and place the order when you know what the price is, but we're taking orders today, and we don't know how many it's going to last and all this.
You fucking ordered it.
So I'm like, you got to be kidding me.
You ordered it.
And he said, don't you trust us? And I said, you just came out with a $178 cigar this week. $178 each cigar of the Fuente Padron collaboration. They're $178. I go, I can't friggin' order it. And then George comes over and he said, how do you like that, huh? I said, it looks beautiful. But how much is it? He goes, yeah, we haven't figured that out yet. I go, I can't place the order. I can't order it.
Do you believe they haven't figured it out?
I don't know which one I'm more aggravated about, when I thought you ordered it or now that I think you didn't order it because you haven't confirmed either one.
Dave, you have cigars made at times. Yeah. You know before the cigar is made what you're going to charge for it. So it's hard to believe they have no idea.
It's crazy.
Huh. It's priceless.
Our order is in.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus. How deep?
Deep.
Oh, fuck.
And I have no idea how much it is.
Huh. The last
there's only person. There's only one company I could ever do it to.
The last person you ever trust is the guy who says, don't you trust me? He just identified himself.
We're going to see how the game plays, but this is the story. Well, every retailer that's out there that's listening to this knows that this is the story.
Yeah.
And nobody's saying it, but I'm telling you, there is no price to it at all.
Was there a caveat at least put and said, before you ship this, I need to know how much it is?
Nothing was said.
The most crazy thing I've ever heard in my entire life.
As I said to you, this is the craziest price thing ever. There is no price. How far can they go? It is nuts. It's a true story, and there is no price. And
over under, I think it's 50.
Oh, it's more than $50.
It's more than $50. They just came out with 178.
That one has a story behind it.
This one's
collaboration.
At least, well, the over under
the 50th.
3 years of hype.
The 50th. How much was that?
That was 107 for the original run with the red letters on it.
Yeah, right. And that was a while back.
This one, and that was 10 years ago. While back, it was the 50th. This is the 60th, and this is much more beautiful than that.
Well, you got to charge more for the 60th.
Anyone in the audience is going to give me their credit card, and I'll just charge you and not tell you how much it is. We got the number one customer of Padron sitting here, and he's shaking his head. No, he's not buying it until he knows what the price is.
I know.
How did you let this happen?
I did everything I could to not let it happen.
No, everything you could would be to say no, because it's insanity.
Because the thing was,
you suffered for FOMO.
Do you want to wait? You're welcome to wait, but we're taking orders today. I don't know if you're going to get in on this. What do you do? I could just see them sitting around and saying, let's try to pull this off and see what happens. Now they can do the right thing, and it's the 60th. Make it $60. That's okay. Even though I'm telling you I got a problem with 20 and over and all that.
They're a company that's been around for 60 years. If they want to charge $60, I'm okay with that.
Okay. And so
what? But you don't know what it is.
Nope.
How deep?
I don't even want to
100
say.
Each. You went 100 each, you son of a bitch. No, that's not how you do it. You did 200 Maduro and you did 100 natural.
I don't even want to say. I want to move on. The Rocky Patel. I'm embarrassed.
That's
to say.
100% what he did, Ed Sullivan.
I'm embarrassed to say.
300 boxes of something. We have no idea what the price is.
It's the craziest thing that ever happened.
You're the craziest person I've ever met in my life.
There was a whole place full of it.
You were so sane right up until this moment.
Jonathan, they could easily be over $1,000 per box.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it might be hundreds of thousands. The bill just come in.
Jesus Christ.
Everybody that was there was the same deal.
I'm shitting my pants right now. It's not even my money. But, it's not even my money, and I'm shitting my pants.
But if they screw everybody, they're done.
Mm. Yeah, but everybody else said, no, I'll wait.
I don't know. We're getting a lot of them coming in because I didn't wait. So we're going to have a lot.
Oh, my God.
We're going to be smoking them on the show.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. Rocky Patel Disciple, I told you I took in $11 to $14 shipping now because it's a brand that was out there before. Rocky Patel Gold Label, $9 to $13. It's shipping in May. We will have it at the expo. Rojas 10-year anniversary is now in stock. Mm. We have Sin Compromiso number 4 coming in May. Topper, 1894.
Their last cigar was really good.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to that
one. This one is not a broadleaf, though.
Well, that's okay.
I know, but they're known for the broadleaf.
I know, but they've been yeah. kind of hitting it solid.
All right, shipping in May. Toscano Italia. This is an all-Italian Toscano coming out. Shipping soon. Umbagog Bronzeback.
Yeah. Very, very nice cigar.
Under $10. It is coming in April.
I enjoyed that quite a bit.
So you smoked it already?
Yeah, he gave me one when he was in.
Yeah, I smoked one too.
Oh, all right.
I think we smoked. Didn't we smoke that? We smoked it on the show.
No.
The green banded one. We absolutely.
No, that's not the green banded one. That was Usabi. No.
He gave us the Umbagog. That's the one that
we
smoked.
Yeah, the bronze
in the
one
hour.
Has a bronze band, right? Bronze back.
I don't believe we smoked it on the show.
Well, anyway, I smoked it. It was great. It was under $10. It's a friggin' winner.
I liked it better than the regular.
It was another very talked about cigar at that show. United Connecticut, $8 to $10. West Tampa Attic Edition, to be determined. There was no date or anything on that.
No price? $12?
they bought 1,000 boxes of those. He doesn't know the price.
No, I think it was
reasonably
priced.
I don't know whether to be proud of you or disappointed.
I don't know. West Tampa also has Circle of Life. He was talking about that he's going to be doing it with different collaborations, with different manufacturers. Three sizes, shipping in May. So May, listen, we're April tomorrow, right? Yep. May is going to start rocking with...
See, this could work out better, right? Because now
we got the May flowers coming in, and then...
you're really kicking off the summer season with a lot of new product.
Great. It's great.
We're going to be out of business because we have no idea what the Patron bill is going to be.
I got a yes on here, so this was not to my liking, but West Tampa Lanceros, and available in red, white, and black. Yes on all of them, says Ed. McAuliffe Blue, of course, $7 to $8 that we smoked on the show. Gold Star Limited Release and United Connecticut, all under $10.
Did they give you an interest rate? Glenn wants to know on the Padron,
there was nothing. There was completely nothing said about it. But I had a nice talk with George after.
George was very nice after you bought these cigars with no price.
I placed the biggest order of the show of a cigar that had no price on it that nobody knows at all. Certainly, I did. So I rolled the dice. Some people went to the casino. I went to the Padron booth. It was the same thing. I have no idea what is going to happen. I'm either going to score because this thing is going to be reasonably priced, and I got them the
here's
most.
Here's the plus. If you rolled the dice, you might get nothing. You know you're going to get something from Padron.
Yeah.
Well, the last thing that they did, it took 3 years to come out after you couldn't place the order. At least you could place the order this time. So. Mm-hmm.
They really didn't know the answer. Like sitting with George too, I go
seriously,
roundabout
George.
Price.
Yeah, give me
a ballpark. We have no idea. We have no idea. So it's
you're the guy.
We're gonna look at how many orders come in and see what our overall cost was that was done.
There's no other guy. You're talking to the guy,
right?
It's not like the dad's got to do it late. He's not here anymore. You're talking to George Padron of Padron Cigars, and he doesn't know.
I'm with Ed. We're staring at each other. We're going back and forth, and says, we got to order none, right? And he goes, yeah, but Jesus. And we went back, and he took one side, and then I took the other side, and then he took that side, and I took the other side. And at the end of it, we placed the order, and we walked away like, what the fuck did we just do? And and you'll hear the answer to what that we just did when it happens.
This is the first I'm hearing of it, too. I'm glad that you kept that from me, because the berating that would have happened in your office. Jesus Christ.
That is it. Next week, it is the 14th anniversary of the Cigar Authority. Everyone's welcome to come up and celebrate with us. We're going to have cake, and we're going to have hot dogs, and we're going to talk about the old days and whatever. I don't know what the hell we're talking about, but we're going to be here. You're welcome to join us. Certainly join us online live at 12 noon on Saturday Eastern, or catch the podcast anytime. Thanks so much for 14 years, because we've just completed 14 years. April 1st, and we couldn't do a show on April 1st, so this is the last show for 13 full years.
Congratulations.
Done. Congratulations to everybody. Thank you. And we'll catch you Saturday on the Cigar Authority.
Stick the lid end in your mouth. You might like it.
The views and opinions expressed by the hosts, guests, or callers of this program do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Studio 21, Podcast Cafe, the United Podcast Network, its partners or affiliates.